Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Sandlin, who's the Vice President of Hard Surfaces with Shaw Industries. Scott, how you doing?
Kemp, great. How are you this morning up in Chattanooga?
I'm good. Good to be with you. I want to talk to you because the Chattanooga paper this weekend ran an update on your South Pittsburgh plant expansion. So it's in the news. We covered that in May, but I want to get more details on that. But before we get there, let me ask you, based on the paperwork you're looking at over at Shaw and all the information that you gleaned from the meetings you sit in, how's business right now?
How'd you know we had meetings? Business is picking up. I think everybody, it's been well documented that quarter two was tough for the flooring business. I think new construction, retail, commercial even. I think a lot of that was weather related coming out of Q1, and we had an interesting winter, as you remember.
Yeah.
Heading on into August here at the end of July, we feel better about quarter three for sure.
So we had some momentum at the end of 13. We had that terrible winter, and then got a little bit better, but not what we were hoping for in the second quarter, right?
No, it was really weird. We thought coming off that weather it would spike pretty considerably, but it didn't. It was bad news for quarter two, but it means it's out there and it's coming, and we just got to be ready for it.
Well, and you know, when you ask somebody how's business out there, obviously we all have our business plans, and we're always answering that question based on our performance versus the plan, and I'm sure you guys have a pretty aggressive plan. I mean, if I look moving to hardwood for a minute, last year your hardwood business grew nicely. You've got the number two position now, behind Armstrong. You know, this is my estimate. I know you really don't want to get into the details. I believe we had you at $245 million in sales. That's pretty good growth.
Yeah, we feel like we're number two in the hardwood business right now in North America. And, I mean, our goal is to be number one. So we got to do the right things for our customers to earn that spot. So it's not easy getting there in the time of high imports and the competitive market. But that's what our mission is. And the better we get, the customers will vote by orders.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're talking about how business is just kind of lackluster right now, but you certainly are spending some money. And I'm talking about Shaw overall. You're expanding in all kinds of different ways, building a new modular tile plant. But what you're doing in South Pittsburgh, which many people might not know, South Pittsburgh is only about 25 minutes from Chattanooga.
Right.
It's you know, right there kind of on the Tennessee-Alabama line. Initially, that plant was an old spun yard plant. You mothballed it. And then 2006, about the time of your acquisition of Anderson, you decided to build your epic engineered hardwood plant there, and you spent $20 million just putting in new equipment in an existing plant. But now you're spending an additional $40 million, and that investment is going to increase the output of that facility by 60%. So that's pretty aggressive.
It is aggressive, and it's a big commitment. It's a big commitment to South Pittsburgh, but South Pittsburgh's been good to us. We have a great employee base up there, and our associates, I love going up there. Our associates are smiling, working hard, and I think the beauty about it is it's changed a lot from those old spun days when that plant was a spun yarn mill. It has really turned into what I would call a high-tech hardwood operation, and with that comes challenging and really a new type of job that the folks in that facility have to fulfill. And I think that's good for everybody involved, the community, for Shaw, and for our customers.
You know, if you look in the details, you can actually translate these numbers because you're increasing the output of that facility by 60%. It's adding 25 jobs. So at the end of all this, there's going to be 200 employees. So there's 175 there now. That tells you that what you're adding, if it's going to increase your throughput by 60%, it must be pretty mechanized.
Absolutely. You can do the math real quickly and tell the output per employee increases pretty dramatically on those output numbers. And that's, again, that's as you get into a facility. And hey, we didn't get there overnight. In the early days of that facility, we struggled, but we've got it dialed in now, and that team is on their game. And we feel like this automation will really elevate our efficiencies. And that's really what it's all about, because China in the hardwood business is not going away, and we are committed to compete.
Now let's talk about that plant there, South Pittsburgh. It makes most of your epic products. So when you look at your kind of good, better, best strategy, that's kind of your middle of the road product. Is that right?
Well, we really sell it across the board, Kemp, because one thing about it, it's the only hardwood product that's cradle to cradle certified.
Mm-hmm.
So we sell it even in higher end commercial settings based off that cradle to cradle protocol that we have. And so we sell it from our entry level builder products all the way up through those markets.
So this leaves your business, when you look at the whole picture, you've got this epic plant, which is all engineered hardwood.
Right.
And then in Clinton, South Carolina, you still have the Anderson facilities, and that's all engineered. And then in Franklin, North Carolina, you have your solid Zig-Graf business, right?
Right, and also Stuart, Virginia, we've got a solid plant. We also have our four PIE facilities, which are very important to our hardwood program, and that's our prison industries programs, which we couldn't do what we do without those.
Okay, and those are in South Carolina, or where are they spread out?
Actually, Tennessee and South Carolina.
And just taking a look, we talked about the business overall. Last year, when you looked at hardwood, it outpaced the rest of the business. I think last year the business grew about 7% overall. Hardwood was way up in the double digits, about 14% or so. Are you seeing that kind of pace this year?
I think it's been slower this year, but I think the second half will get back into that type number. I don't know the first half really, yeah. Kemp, but I would say it's probably low single digits, quite frankly. Certain markets better than others, but we see it popping up in that double-digit increase type number in the second half for sure.
Now, as the VP of Hard Surfaces, I know you're also involved in what's going on in the old Shaw Living rug plant. Where does that stand today?
Well, as you know, Plant RP, as we call it, we are putting in a LVT operation, and it is on target. It actually started a little late after the winter, and it's on target for a mid-2015 introduction of our domestic LVT products, which is exciting, and again, great for the community of Ringgold, which is also very close to both of us.
Exactly. All right, Scott, it was great to talk to you. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Scott Sandlin, who's Vice President of Hard Surfaces at Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.